Good morning, Big Town Men. Josiah, the man with room for improvement. What an odd sort of day. This is what I call, you know, those peculiar sort of things that you have. Sort of where you know, you'll get a series of events that happen that day that's sort of out of the sort of normal, you know, like today is a day of women, you know, running across women who have tits like torpedoes, you know, day, you know. Well, I call them like a certain sorts of days, you know. And yeah, the oh hello. And today I'm branding it, you know. Is take your eyes off the road for a moment and leave the road and go run into a tree day. You know, just fucking around with the bloody the heater. You know, oh, not so much fucking around with the heater, but just trying to fiddle with the controls and just looking under the bloody, because it was cold this morning, not cold compared to a lot of other places around the world, but it was, you know, I wanted to sort of warm the cabin up while I was, you know, preparing the car and preparing the fucking, you know, the coolers and all these other sorts of things. And, yeah, so what that led to was switching the air from, instead of incoming air, switching it to recirculating the air in the cabin, which meant after about 5 or 10 minutes of idling the car, yeah, probably maybe eight or nine minutes maybe, by the time I hopped in the car and went to get underway, that with the sunshine coming through the fucking windscreen, that whole damn car was really hot. And downwind to some cunt spraying in a mildly breezy day. Close the windows, turn the fucking fan off, you know. Get 5 km past him. Or downwind of him or whatever. Turn it all back on. Yeah, so that's one of those sort of things, you know. So yeah, there was I turning, looking underneath the coffee cup and fucking through all the shit that is the pop-out coffee cup holder, trying to find the fucking lever to turn it from fresh air into recirculating air so I could flip the switch back. And those... I won't say stupid cunts who designed this car, because basically they did a really good job, you know, mostly. But I couldn't find the fucking, you know, the knob that you get, that little knob that you're supposed to go, you know, and bloody turn it from recirculating the air to fucking fresh air in, you know. So I just stuck my head down to have a quick fucking look. And I'm going, yeah, I'm right. I'm on a straight bit of road. Hold the steering wheel straight. Fucking have a bit of a look. And then, oh, fuck, you know. Two wheels are off the road and in the gravel. And I'm heading towards the fucking trees, you know. And I thought, well, there's been a couple of little things like that just today. And I thought, today is the day of taking your eyes off the road for a moment, go off the road and hit a tree day. So there you go. Yeah. You know, or if you gaze off into the distance to see what's, you know, fucking happening. Yeah, and a song that's been going through my mind, well, two of them actually. One just briefly was Shirley Bassey's Hey Big Spender, and that's a tremendous song. It's really well done, and it's pretty old, you know, so a lot of you young fellas might not have heard of it, but she sings really well, you know. Hey Big Spender, hey Big Spender, spend a little time with me, dun 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 dun. And that song's all about women being fucking whores, you know? I don't mean like legal prostitutes, I don't mean like prostitutes, but like women who are just scumming men for fucking money, you know? All you bloody simps, you know, cough up the cash so you can smell my gash, you know? You know, irrespective of the ill intent of the fucking song, to celebrate being simps, you know? Simps for fucking, you know, manipulative sluts. It's still a really great song, you know. You just don't think too hard about the fucking shit you're being fed in the message, you know. And Shirley Bassey was, I think she's dead now. She was a fantastic singer. Had a really good dynamic range, a lot of punch, and a lot of pretty bassy sort of tones for a fucking woman, you know? And that was a really, aside from the evil sort of song, the general evilness of these melodic, someone else fucked this up too. Supposed to indicate while giving way to traffic that doesn't exist. What was the other song? Spend a little time with me. Yes, Jerry Springer's dropped dead. That was a sort of sad thing. You know, the... what is it? And again, you know, like... younger guys weren't around when he was having his heyday, you know, peddling complete shit, you know. But it added sort of a unique sort of style and insight and sort of degeneracy to sort of, I don't think it was just outright degeneracy, it was like, it was degeneracy by showing you how people really are, you know. Whether they were genuine guests on the show or whether that was just prefabricated, you know, sort of episodes where they just made shit up and got people on to fucking play the parts, you know. Because plenty of people suspected that, you know, a certain percentage of the episodes were just made up bullshit, you know. But some of them actually did seem very genuine. And I can't remember which episode, because I never really was a huge fan of the show, like, you know, having seen one show now and then, you know, or a bit of half a show or something here or there, you know, once or twice a month or something, that was all right, you know, for 10 minutes or whatever, you know. But I was never a big sort of, this is the fucking Antichrist, turn it off, you know. But I also wasn't that thrilled with it either, you know, just, well, you know. And there was Mother Dearest, who was about 72, you know. And she didn't have her dentures in, you know. And a daughter who was like 35, or she was like 68 or something, you know. And like, the fucking daughter, she'd be about 32, 35 or something like that, you know, and the mother's maybe, I don't know, fucking 63 or something, you know, 68, hard to tell, you know, forget, you know. But the mother and this daughter is sort of early, mid-30s. She'd married herself a nice guy, and he was black, you know. And, you know, they invited the mother and the daughter and the daughter's husband onto the show. And, you know, they had said, well, you know, mother said, well, look, I've got a confession to make. I've been sleeping with your husband. And the daughter shrieks and has shit fits, you know. And I can't remember if it was Jerry or the daughter, but they said, you know, one of them asked the fucking mother, well, what are you doing sleeping with your daughter's husband? You know? And, you know, and the mother piped up, 'cause I like me some big black dick. Or was it, 'cause I like me some big black cock. And that was fucking, that was priceless, you know. You know, just people being people, you know. And, yeah. The rest of it was sort of, I don't know. But, you know, so, you know, you've got to be thankful. It doesn't necessarily have to be a good gift to be, you know, like a fucking something memorable. But that was priceless, you know. So, yeah. So, I think Jerry did leave the world a better place. You know, he brought something in here for fucking all of us to appreciate. And yeah. So thank you, Jerry. I'm glad you've come and gone and contributed to the, you know, betterment of humanity, I suppose, you know. And the old catchphrase, Jerry, 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 you know. Where the fucking audiences start chanting and, you know, winding, everybody sort of winding up into a fever pitch, you know. God, there's some, fuck, there's some tragic people on it too. You know, this guy had a wife, it was a fucking bush pig, you know. Just shit in every sense of the word. And she'd gone off and fucking with other guys and stuff like that. And he's down on his knees in front of her with flowers, going, oh, but I love you. Oh, please, please, I love you. I want to be with you for the rest of my life. Oh, God, you know. Please, dear man, have some spine and kick the bitch in the fuck in the cunt and fucking throw her out, you know? Fuck. Wake up to yourself. She's an absolute piece of shit, you know? And he's thinking, I love you, and you're singing a serenade, and oh fuck, you know. So that was good, you know. Fuck. So yeah. I might stop in the middle of nowhere, get out and go as a way of honouring Jerry Springer and go, Jerry, 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 you know. And because I wasn't a huge fan. I mean, the show was good. You know, I only watched a little bit of it here or there because I wasn't that interested in it. But that show sort of changed. I think it changed the world, you know. In that, that the world wasn't the spectacle. It was the people in the world that were the fucking spectacle, you know. People being people and just watching the fucking, you know. Some of it was good, some of it was really fucking funny, and some of it was just, Jesus fuck. This is just cringe, you know. It was, you know. And I don't know how many of you remember this, but there's, what was it called? LiveLeak.com, I think it was. Or Ogrish, O-G-R-I-S-H. Or, Faces of Death, I think it was another website, you know. And they just had, this is it, you know, this is what happens when you get your head caught in a big machine and it just squashes your fucking head, your brains pop out and then you're a corpse dangling outside of, you know, a big fucking machine, you know. A corpse with half a head still hanging out of a fucking machine or something, you know, bloody. Those were, I think it was a prelude to that on the internet sort of stuff, you know, before the internet came along, you know. And, like, people put shit on stuff saying, oh, you shouldn't watch that, you shouldn't watch that, you know what I mean? But you learn a lot, you know? You know? It's like those people who are sort of drunk and speeding and they're fucking flying down a road in Russia and they hit some big, huge roundabout in the middle of the fucking intersection and the car goes just flying. And it takes the top off a fucking telephone pole, you know? You know, you just see the fucking car come up, you know, through the fucking air. You know? And there was one thing that some kids were sort of fucking around making the homemade sort of explosives and making up little pipe bombs, you know what I mean? And one of these things fucking went off and all they sort of found, you know, thought it must have been a particularly good fucking recipe, but you know, basically all they found of one fucking kid was a foot from the ankle down and half a hip bone, you know. Everything else was just fucking pow, you know. So, you know, things like that are educational. It's a real disincentive to don't fuck around with things that, you know, are genuinely dangerous if you get it wrong, you know. Like, I'm not opposed to fucking around with explosives, but you take out the word fucking around and you use the word as in, you know, if there's set procedures and set, you know, ways to set up the equipment so it's non-sparking and, you know, everything's earthed and, you know, you use hard rubber rollers instead of steel rollers and, so the friction doesn't, you know, initiate an explosion. You know, I'm all for manufacturing because all these procedures and all this experience comes from millions of fucking people making millions, you know, millions and millions of tons of explosives. And all the ones that they got fucking wrong and went pow and sky high and shit, you know. You know, they revised the procedures and said, well, what's caused this, you know. And so I'm okay with manufacturing explosives, provided that it's done safely, you know, and you have a legitimate reason for doing so. I looked at that, I would say my chemistry experience is significant, but I'm not a qualified chemist, I don't have the training and extensive experience and, what's the other word? I found that, you know, don't go fucking with things that you don't know what you're doing, because if you can't sort of guess that it might be right, you know what I mean? Because you kill yourself or someone else, or it just ends up being a fucking horror trip, you know? And, you know? But I had a look at that book, it's a military sort of manual, it says improvised explosives. And as I was reading through all of this sort of stuff, I was just going, Jesus, fuck, you know. I would not want to be making any fucking, you know, anything, aside from maybe black powder or something, you know. I would not be wanting to make any of these primary, secondary or booster or high explosives using any of these fucking methods, you know, I wouldn't call it frightened to death, but you know, if you fuck it up, there's no, you know, you got a kilo or something and it goes up on you and you're right next to it, there's no coming back, you know, there's no going, it's not like backing into a tree at 10 k's an hour in a car or something and go, oh fuck, bit of a dent, you know. just, you know, it'll knock out with a hammer type stuff, you know. When the explosives go off, you're fucked. It's just, you know. Sort of like, roadworks. I bet that's a woman. Yeah, they're filling. Yeah, fucking women are doing. The women on the roadworks are just standing there holding the fucking go slow signs, you know, stop, go slow signs. And this is in a place where you get, like, you know, one car on a busy day, you get one car every fucking half an hour or something, you know. And if it's a bit quiet, it's one car every hour. And if it's a bit out of normal sort of daylight hours, there's like one car every hour and a half, 2 hours, you know. So these fucking chicks, they're just women, you know. I was just thinking, because I flash through enormous amounts of songs if I want to. But what just kicked in then was the band called Sweet. And they did a song called Ballroom Blitz. And I was in grade 6 and I had a genuine bit of a liking for a girl called Lynette Walker. And she was a fucking turd. I won't add on, yes, I intend to extract revenge upon you one day, you know. She did a couple of, one or two really cruel and stupid fucking little stunts with me, and it's, you know, you learn, you know. So, you know, it's a bit like that thing, you know, the sort of, I think Terrence and other people have commented on the thing that the chicks in high school who were, this is primary school, you know, but the chicks, you know, the chicks in high school who thought they were the fucking hottest pieces of arses, hottest pieces of art ever. You know, when you go to a high school reunion and, like, you know, 20 years later or some shit, and they've turned into giant sacks of shit, you know. Hugely overweight. Ugly as fuck, you know. And, you know, yeah, so yeah, I think I was about 11 and she was about 12. And yeah, the band Sweet. She's what was the song? There's a fox. And everybody needs what everybody needs is satisfaction guaranteed. And everybody wants a piece of the action. Action, action, action. Yeah, so that was playing through the fucking radio. And I sort of, God, I saw this cartoon, like a line drawing type cartoon. And it showed a young man on a fucking desert island, you know, just a little desert island and a fucking palm tree, you know, and he was leaning against it. He was having, I think he was having a pull, you know. And he was remembering, you know, a good looking chick with tits like torpedoes and cheerful and curvy and good looking, you know. And yeah, and then in the next frame it showed him as a really old guy, you know, having a pull, and I think it was in a Hustler magazine or a Penthouse magazine. I've never been able to find it again. I've had a really good look for it, you know, but yeah, it showed him as a really old guy, and all there is a sort of a dot, you know, a dashed line, sort of outline of the fucking what he remembered, you know. So I can still remember Lynette Walker in grade 6. So that would have been about 47 years ago. I can sort of remember her like a photograph of her, but if I try to sort of, it sort of goes in and out of sort of focus, you know what I mean? If I try to sort of think too much of it, it just sort of becomes a ghost, you know? But if I just sort of think of her, I can still remember her fairly accurately. She was nice looking, you know. But she was also a turd, just a fucking jerk off, you know, jerk off of a chick, you know. So I'm not going to sit around and bloody fester over that in all perpetuity. Forever and ever, you know. Yeah. But, you know, that's the thing, the big wide world, people come, people go, you know. And, you know, that thing of when using. You know, people come and then they're around for a little while in the immediate sort of scene, and then they sort of disappear off somewhere else, you know. Maybe her and her family moved away, maybe she sort of, you know, met up with a guy and they sort of did a different part. You know, they just ran in different scenes in different parts of the country, you know. It's like one of those things, you know, in a large city like Melbourne in Victoria, Australia, you know, you go sort of, you go say 5 or 8 k's away, you're kind of like in a different world. And if they go from that, if they go from that area and sort of head east, which is their sort of plane, and then my sort of area is sort of west from where I live, they're sort of worlds apart, you know. Yeah, so it's not hot, but it's like, it's humid. And we're expecting a little bit of rain this afternoon. And, I don't know what's brought it on, as in the weather conditions, but further, much further east and sort of north, up the east coast of Australia, they're expecting like 100 millimetres of rain in the next couple of days, you know. So that's a whole month's rain in 2 days. Well, the usual sort of seasonal thing is to get 100 millimetres of rain over a month, and these areas are going to cop that much in 2 days. So, you know, it's on like Donkey Kong. Yeah, so what's the purpose of this trip? Well, I'm out of meat, and I'm sort of overdue for a bit of a shopping trip, and I'm going to top up on vegetables and stuff, and. What was the words? Yeah, got a bit of a blood test coming up. And I talked to you guys about this. If I survive it. Stuff. So everybody needs, what everybody needs, satisfaction guaranteed. And everybody wants a piece of the action. It's another one of those moments. Don't stare out the fucking window when you're driving a car and going around a big curve with vehicles possibly coming the other way, you know. Don't go, oh, is that a guy dressed in a red shirt the same as the fucking combine harvester sort of thing? Is he hanging off the side there, or is that just a big piece of the piping that, you know, transports the grain from the fucking harvester thing into the bloody truck, you know? Better have a better look. Well, not in the middle of a fucking corner that's got trees and shit and you can't see the traffic coming the other way, you know, until you're about to hit. Gotta stay focused on the road. God, I miss that sort of one of my really good friends who I just really liked as a person, you know. She, and I won't go political and I won't get into, you know, there was no sex or anything, there was just, you know, friendship, you know. And she was trans and went and had the operation and all this sort of stuff, and we brought a lot of really good stuff into each other's lives, and we used to sort of call each other, you know, two or three times a week, you know. Did say for about a year, year and a half, you know, maybe 2 years. And I miss that person. You know, I didn't go into the surgical stuff. I didn't go into the fucking politics of it. I didn't go into any of that, you know. I just liked the person for who they were, you know. And you know, I'm not a fan of discussing surgeries, you know. And you know, I've seen the penis removal in surgery type stuff, you know, as in like a documentary type stuff, how to have a sex change, you know. And you think, oh fuck no, please no, not that. And yeah, so I miss that person's rather unique companionship, you know. You know, because when you get yeah, that was a huge, huge sort of, I guess that was a huge loss when she died. Got cancer and just fucking, just spread and was terminal, you know. Yeah, so, yeah. Well, we're coming into a fucking built-up area, so I'll turn this off.